It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, and this is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia studios, Mike, Bo, and Tiff hanging out with you. And if you had this one question, I got a DM yesterday telling me you have to peel your potatoes. And for some reason, it struck a nerve. You don't have to peel your potatoes. Okay, no. I can't cook, no. But I know you wash your potatoes. Yeah, you can slice them up and do anything you want with them.
I'm with you.
So,
yeah, tell those people to slide straight back out of your DMs because that's not completely factual.
Out of all the things I've been told, yeah. That's the one that I know I can't cook. I'm aware of it. That's what I did yesterday. I chopped up potatoes.
Nice.
For food. What did
nice.
You guys do?
And I saw that you roasted something too. What was that? Was that
zucchini.
Squash?
Zucchini. I just roasted things.
That looked very solid. I love how you put the tinfoil on the pan too. Makes
clean
up a
little. I don't feel like having it. Exactly.
Right. Clean up a little less intense, man.
Exactly. You got your kid a new toy is what I was just.
So, yeah. So I got my kid this God's remote control Godzilla toy, right? And it's like it has this thing where its back lights up all the way up from its tail all the way to its head, and then it spits out like steam.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so he was just completely over the moon about it. It was like, Daddy, let's go upstairs in my room. He wanted to close the door, turn out all the lights, and see what it looked like in the dark, man. So
it's
I posted
like a Halloween
it.
Thing or a birth.
No, it was, I had promised him a toy a while back and we just happened to be at the store this weekend and he saw that one and it was kind of on sale and I was like, you know what, man, we're living the dream. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and knock that thing out. So, yeah, he enjoyed it. We had a good night last night. The weather's just so good. Took the kids on a walk when we got home and, tried to soak it all in, man. Obviously I love that October's here. I'm a fall dude. I sweat way too much in the summer. Shout out to my sweaters out there. And, you know what I mean? So I'm glad the temperature's dropping.
Random, before I attempted to cook, I went to Chastain with Allison, friend of the show. She sent you a text message, by the way, that you never answered. I'm not trying to
she
put you on blast. I did just put you on blast right now.
Yeah,
she
wow. Did.
She told me to give you a hard time, but now I'm doing it on air. But that's not the point of the story. Friend of Steak Show, what is it, the influencers, the Pookie people?
You know what I'm talking about? Pookie, yep. Pookie and Jet.
Yes. Yes, I guess she was there, but I didn't know this. And Allison has a new puppy. And so everyone was lining up to take photos Like, we had a guy from Spain, he's like not from the country, wanted to take a photo with her dog. And then Allison's dog ends up being in another influencer's story because they took a secret photo of the puppy. Anyway, it was random. Very random. Like that story.
You know what's funny about that? And I told Steak about this. The Jet and Pookie thing. The NFL tweeted out a picture of them at the Falcons game, and which I thought was cool. But the fact that the NFL did it is kind of, it's crazy, man. Like, that's the reach of influencers.
It's the youths that run the accounts.
Like, I was like, that's the NFL's got, I don't know, 30 million followers on IG or Twitter or whatever they put it out. And I thought, man, that's just, it's good for them.
Good
pub
for
everybody involved, man. So
I didn't know. And then Allison told me when they left, because Allison's more up to speed on all those things than I will ever be.
Yeah, I don't know much about them other than they were on Steakhouse, but good for them.
I wouldn't know anything about them unless I knew they were on Steakhouse. And then my wife said, yeah, I'll follow them. And I was like, okay, cool.
They do a good job, man. They do a good job with their content. It's not my flavor, but it doesn't mean it's not anybody's flavor, so good for them.
I don't understand all of it. They take pictures of outfits, and they talk about them.
Oh, let people live. I'm not
criticizing
random.
I'm just saying I don't know about it. All I was told was
he films her
outfits, and they talk about it.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
When you do your tone, I could be telling you, man, I really love ice cream with sprinkles. And you're like, sprinkles aren't really my jam. Man.
They're not. Sprinkles are a waste of calories.
I can confirm, Tiff, that Allison did text me Friday. So that's on me. You're right. I was like, no, she didn't. And I just looked back at it. She absolutely did.
She did.
She texted me with a question.
She did.
Sorry, Allison. We love you. We love you.
This big time puppy people. Too. Big time in people. Injured. Oh, wait. I always do it wrong. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. There we go. Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thank you for clapping, Dylan. No one can hear it, but I see it, and I appreciate it because you care. All right. So the Atlanta Falcons, still sticking with NFC South play. They are taking on the Carolina Panthers this weekend. So they have split the last 8 meetings. And but Kirk Cousins is coming into this one as a Falcon for the first time, facing the Panthers for the first time. It's a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah, and this one, fortunately for the Falcons, Bo, does not involve Derrick Brown. We talked about that this morning. It's unfortunate that he gets injured for that team. They obviously have a ton of talent, but you won't miss Derrick Brown on the field if you're a Falcons fan. And everything that comes along with it. So they're a team that's good. They're quality a lot of different places. They have good players. They're having trouble finding consistency, it seems like, and obviously on offense.
I'm going to miss watching Derrick Brown play. I'm not going to miss Derrick Brown kind of at times having his way with Chris Lindstrom, which Lindstrom will tell you that's the hardest guy he's talked about in his career. He's like, that's the guy that gives me the most trouble. And Derrick Brown is a freaking beast. So, and he's a Georgia native, played at Auburn, obviously. I'm not going to miss him at all. They do have some good players. I mean, Miles Sanders is a guy that can pick him up and put them down. You know, Chuba Hubbard, I think, is a hell of a running back. Even going back to his Oklahoma State days, I enjoyed watching him. You've got Deontay Johnson's not a terrible player. The problem for me in this matchup is I was listening to some guys talk yesterday, and, you know, everybody, it's so funny how surface level people watch games and are like, oh, how are we going to get pressure? I'm not worried about getting pressure. I'm worried about how far we play off on defense and how bad we are getting off the field on third down, and how if we come out there and play loose coverage, Andy Dalton's going to treat us just like Derek Carr did, just like Patrick Mahomes did.
I was going to say Patrick Mahomes to a further extent almost, yeah.
But he doesn't move like Patrick, and Patrick could keep plays alive, and that's the thing. Andy Dalton's not going to move like he's more like Derek Carr to me than he is anybody else that we've played so far. But the reality of the situation is he's going to take everything they give us, and there you can guarantee they're sitting there watching film saying, look how far they play off every play. I'm going to eat that. I'm going to take that all day long until they come up and tighten up on these receivers, and they take that away from me. And to that extent, you know, Chuba Hubbard busted almost 100 yards last week against a Chicago defense that's not terrible at all.
Yeah. I have a question for both of you guys. I was presented with this yesterday from a Falcons fan, and I honestly didn't know how to answer it. Has your expectations for Kirk Cousins changed? Like, that's the question I want to ask both of you. Have your expectations for Kirk Cousins changed after he throws for 500 yards? Because obviously was not able to do to that level and had not even gotten to the 300, 400-yard mark. Now it's 500, and now it's like, do you just expect him this week to come out and throw for 300?
I don't think expectations have changed, at least.
Changed from when?
Saying this is what people expected him to do.
Sure. Yeah, so, like the preseason expectations,
yeah,
yes.
So that's why I don't think the expectation has changed at all.
I think that, and this is how I answered it, I think that if you would have told me going into last week that he would have come out and thrown for 300 yards, I would have said, absolutely. If Bijan can get 80 yards rushing and Kirk can throw for 300 and you sprinkle in a little bit of Tyler and you do, you know, have the ground game going, that I would have told you that was a winning recipe last week. And yet it was completely all through the passing game. You couldn't get Bijan going. And so it's like that just kind of played out to where he threw for 500 yards. And I don't think it's changed my expectations of what it takes to win. I think if you can get a 300-yard game from Kirk, you're still going to win in that aspect. I think my expectations on the run game have kind of changed a little bit because we've stumbled a couple of weeks in a row now.
Yeah, I think we forget that the run game wasn't that great last year either. I think at times our run game was pretty just wasn't
pedestrian.
Good. I mean, look at it this way. I was just looking at last year, Bijan Robinson had 17 carries for 67 yards in two games against the Panthers. Tyler Allgeier in his career has only got about 180 yards in four games against the Panthers. Take that and look at it is last week, one of the last two games, teams we've played, he's had over 100-yard performances in one game in his career against those teams. So this is a team, A, we haven't ran well against anyways. And B, I don't think the run game was as prolific as we remember last year. I think the fact of the matter was is that we remember the 2022 run game, and we now think that is our identity, and that is not. And in the reality of the situation is the last since Matt Ryan has left, this offense has not had an identity. And I think that the identity that they want, and maybe I'm wrong, but everybody wants to run the ball. But are we wrong with what our identity really is on offense? Because last week might be more of what they want to do while Kirk Cousins is here.
Yeah.
Then we realize, yet we are putting this stamp because we have two good running backs. And what we've seen the last few years that, no, we're a run team. But are we a run team?
I think that's a great point. And I honestly think that going back to my question, that actually is the question. Is the identity of this offense different? Not have your expectations of Kirk Cousins changed, but has the identity of this offense completely flipped over what you expected it to be? I knew that Kirk would be good, but I'm not sure I expected us to just completely abandon the run game at any point, and hopefully we don't move him forward.
Moving forward, we'll keep talking Falcons. We've also got the latest around the college football world, transfer portal. What is going down with the latest news and changes on the college football landscape? That's coming up next when we come back on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Game. We are back here on the morning shift. We will get you caught up on college football in just a second. But the news that erupted from the NFL yesterday with the Jets firing head coach Robert Saleh after, I guess, what they are deeming a disappointing season. So,
scapegoating is the word I would use.
That's the word you're throwing out.
Yeah. Yeah. Scapegoating Robert Saleh. No, he's not without blame, Tiff. But it's interesting that the owner in his press conference says when he was asked if he spoke to Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I spoke to him last night, actually, before I decided to make this decision to fire the head coach. But he had no input on it at all.
Zero input. Let's take a listen to owner Woody Johnson on his reason behind firing Robert Saleh.
That this is one of the most talented teams that has ever been assembled by the New York Jets. I wanted to give this team the most opportunity to win this season. I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. This change, the change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now.
So Jeff Ulbrich, who was the defensive coordinator there, will now step into the head coach's role. You might remember his name because he was on Dan Quinn's staff here in Atlanta as the linebackers coach, right?
Yeah, he was the linebackers coach. I know Ulbrich pretty well, so, as you do as well, Tiff. Great guy.
Yeah, just a, there's going to be a lot of questions going on up there as to Aaron Rodgers and his input. I know you were just saying.
Well, because he brings the OC to town with him. It's his best friend, apparently, the guy with Nathaniel Hackett, who was an OC in some rights in Green Bay, not the play caller because Matt LaFleur was, goes to Denver, gets the head coaching job. It does not pan out well at all. In fact, it was a disaster for Hackett. He comes here. It's not very good for a year and a little over a quarter of a season. Robert Saleh is going to take play. In fact, he's demoted him as a play caller, per reports, and then he's fired.
There were reports that said that Saleh was actually going to fire him first and then actually ended up getting fired.
And what you're saying is he couldn't hack it? Yeah, okay, I'll show myself out.
No, wow. Did Dylan give you that joke?
I'm corny. That's all right. No, I mean, I think that when you look at this offense, man, there had to be changes, right? And I think we've heard these whispers. I think was it Garrett Wilson that came out and said something about, man, we don't do
Boomer
some of the things.
Boomer Esiason was saying stuff on the radio, just, but anyway.
To me, the gap, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, the gap between the elite offensive play callers and schemers has widened significantly in the NFL over the last few years. And I'm talking about, obviously, Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel and a number of these other guys that can really scheme up offenses. And then it's like you get past like the top five or six or seven, and there is a massive drop-off, right? And there's still a lot of people kind of running old-school offenses and kind of trudging along and – The thing is, Aaron Rodgers used to the old school offense because he was like a rookie back when that happened. You know what I mean? So he's been around the league long enough. I do think Saleh is a scapegoat. I think something had to change, but I think it's going to take more changes than that if you're going to find success this year for the New York Jets. And by the way, that's not somewhere that quarterbacks are begging to go. So I think they need to be careful as well with what their shakeups are. But yeah, I think it was probably the right move given everything else going on with that franchise.
And now we'll have to see what the relationship is like between Aaron Rodgers and interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich, who was actually asked that question during a press conference.
He's one of those guys that has, you know, he's just unbelievable experience, and he's seen this game at the highest level for a long time. So he's a guy with a lot of ideas and really positive feedback about a lot of different things, whether it be meetings, practice, game planning, scheduling, all of it, you know. So he will be a vital resource for me in that way, for sure.
Do when you're made an interim head coach, do you get like a huge pay bump, or do you just make it the same thing?
I mean,
that was my first question when I saw Jeff, because I'm looking at Jeff Ulbrich going, I would have been like, I don't know, bro. Like, you sure I'm not going to get that bump up? Because I'm looking at the numbers that Robert Saleh's making now that he's being fired, and he's making like some insane amount of money over the next year plus because of his buyout and everything else. So, yeah, man, I'm like, man, what a headache this guy's about to have to go through, but it is what it is.
My question is, why didn't Nathaniel Hackett get the interim tag?
I think we know, Tiff.
Well, Woody Johnson's not that bold. I mean, let's.
I just was curious. You know, if people are thinking what went on behind the scenes is what went on behind the scenes, meaning that Aaron Rodgers had some sort of impact in, you know, Robert Saleh being let it go.
I don't know how you don't take it any other way. The same day, the same morning, the OC is demoted from the play caller. The head coach is fired, and the owner is ridiculous enough to admit that he talked to Aaron Rodgers the night before. And then you don't tell Robert, I'm firing you, just go ahead and grab some things and then meet with so-and-so and turn the key card. You escort him out like he has been fired for calls, like he has a case against him.
Like he was stealing company material.
Did you guys see the Eric Mangini cut before the London game where he's like, you can't, if you're the Jets, you can't lose in London. Like Woody Johnson used to be like the ambassador to the UK. Like you can't go over there and lose in front of all Woody Johnson's friends and think that everything's going to be okay. And I was like, man, that's actually a great point. I didn't even think about that. It's a great point, though. And he was right because it didn't work out well.
More changes on the way? Shocking. The NCAA Division I Council has voted to shorten transfer windows in football and basketball from 45 days to 30 days. However, the body opted against eliminating the spring transfer window, which was recommended by the Football Oversight Committee.
So many governing bodies and rule changes and everything else that goes along with college football right now that I can't even keep up. And we had Rusty in here just a couple weeks ago, guys, and he's talking about how much of a dumpster fire the first 3 weeks of December are going to be. I wish we would have seen how that played out before we made any more changes, because it just seems like they're going to keep rotating, recycling, and putting things back on the docket until things calm down in college football with NIL and transfer portal.
I actually don't mind the spring window of transfer. I want to get rid of the December one because I think that's the one that's going to cause a lot of issues. Like you said, like Rusty said, you're going to have guys transferring on rosters in playoff runs. I mean, you can bet your ass that somebody from Georgia or Alabama or Ohio State, maybe Penn State. I'm not sure. I'm just trying to guess some teams that might be in the playoff this year with 12 teams. They're going to transfer. They're going to leave their school because they're not happy with playing time, and they're either going to cost their teammates a chance because they could be the missing link, or themselves a chance at this moment, and NIL money possibly with where you're at. I think it's ridiculous. I don't understand how you can have free agency in the middle of a playoffs season.
Make it make sense. So the fall transfer window now will be reduced from 30 to 20 days and will start on the day after the college football playoff field is announced. The post-spring window will go from 15 to 10 days as part of the legislative change. And for the 2024-25 school year, the dates will be from December 9th through 28th and April 16th through 25th. So More changes on the way. Well, this news coming out yesterday with Georgia wide receiver Colby Young being arrested on misdemeanor charges of battery assault on an unborn child. So he was booked in Athens-Clarke County by the Athens-Clarke County Police Department at 4:18 a.m. That, again, was on Tuesday morning and was being held on $2,500 bond for the assault charge.
Yeah, that one reads differently these days for me. Not going to lie when I read that.
Right,
but
yeah.
The reality is, I mean, that...
Seventh Georgia player to be arrested this year.
I heard a serious college host literally asked, go on the record and say that Kirby Smart needed to be fired, which I thought was a little bit extreme.
Good Lord.
If you read the details of this case, it reads differently than the headline does.
Dude, you took the words out of my mouth. I mean, literally.
Now, I'm not exonerating, and I'm not saying that he's innocent.
Agreed.
And I'm not saying that he should be off the hook. All I'm saying is I would like to hear a little bit more about this case, because if you read what was written in the report, Mike and Tiffany, y'all, it basically reads ex-girlfriend's pregnant, came to the apartment, he's on the phone with another girl, she doesn't like that. He tries to get her to leave. That is where the gray area really, really, really gets gray, because how did he get her to leave? And according to him, he tried to escort her out, and then she wouldn't. She tried to come back in the room, and he tried to. And then her version is it was very physical. So that's where this whole thing lies. Good luck to the investigators.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with everything you just said, and you and I haven't even talked about this, but it's one of those things where I'm going to need more details, and I always want to err on the side of caution when it comes to, you know, kind of taking sides either way on this kind of thing. But the first thing you said is spot on to me, is the actual details don't read the same as what the headline is, and automatically, and for good reason, you kind of, that image pops in your head when you read that headline, and you start reading the details, and you're like, man, this is gonna be tough moving forward. But you know, it stinks nonetheless that this is what you know is going on. So
when I read the headline, I thought he should be kicked off immediately.
I agree.
And then I read the report, 100%. And I go, well, this is not. I'm glad I didn't comment on this right after reading the headline.
Yes.
However, there needs to be a serious look. For Kirby Smart needs to start doing a deep dive and a serious look at why these things keep happening with players that he's bringing in through the transfer window and recruiting as well with all the traffic stuff. He needs to do a deep dive in his program, I think.
That was the latest on college football. When we come back, NBA preseason action is upon us, which is quite hard to believe. The Hawks and Pacers, and we'll hit a TB's timeout. That's on the other side when we come back in the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And he misses. The rebound loose. The Hawks get it. Now they have Seth Lundy, a three. It's good. With 3/10 of a second left, Seth Lundy's going to win the Hawks. Oh, my goodness.
That was Steve Holman on the call. Of course, we are your home Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As that buzzer beater season had the Hawks beating the Indiana Pacers 131-130.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and try to give in-depth analysis, Tiff, of the preseason game, but I'll kind of, we were talking about earlier and leading into this game, you know, about kind of expectations this year and throw a bogey that being told it's addition by subtraction, and you've taken away another star player and tried to draft and fill the that out most on John Collins leaving town and kind of replacing with Jalen Johnson after the development that he's kind of undergone. It'll be interesting to see kind of what he is in year two of being featured in Quinn's But I don't expect. I don't know how this fills out. I don't know how Bogey kind of fits into the puzzle, or Dyson, even what kind of minutes we'll be talking about for Zachary Risa-Shea. So this is a team that I have high hopes for. Higher hopes than I probably should, to be honest. Like I said earlier, and like I said yesterday, he hurt again, man. I'm ready to be punched in the gut. I'm ready to ride the wave. I'm here for it.
But that sounds negative.
No, Tiff. It just. Maybe it could be taken with a negative connotation. I just think that it's reality. It's not a team that's made a ton of moves. And you know in the NBA as well as I do, because you talk the Oklahoma City Thunder, it takes superstar power and more than one. And we've got to figure out how guys and whether or not they can be developed here in Atlanta.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell Falcons fans in the offseason to be optimistic and not tell Hawks fans they can't be optimistic. I think the Falcons gave you a lot more to be optimistic about in the offseason than the Hawks did, but they did add the number one overall pick. And they do. You do have Jalen Johnson coming back, and it is Trae Young's team finally. There's no John Collins. There's no DeJounte Murray, Cloud. It is Trae and Jalen and Risha Shea, and it's his moment. He's got a beard now, so with beards, most of the time come natural leadership. There are some that are frauds in beards, but I think maybe he won't be. And that beard will help him be, you know, grown up, a natural leader, and what this team needs. So I have optimism for the bearded Trae Young. I hope he keeps it. Don't shave it, Trae. Don't shave the beard. Keep the beard.
Is there anybody specific you were talking about there, Bo, when you're talking about people who are frauds with beards? Anybody specific?
Not on this show.
Oh, okay.
But there might be.
Sounded like you were just ready. Pounce.
There is a guy on the station that has a beard, kind of walks like the Penguin, but I don't think that. That's later in the day, so I don't think that. I don't know. That maybe not. But no, nobody on this show. You're good, Dylan. I like your beard, Dylan. Beard looks good on you.
It's starting to connect, yeah. Too. So I'm a little happy about that.
Yeah, it took mine a while too.
Wait, starting to connect.
Sometimes it takes time,
right,
Tiff.
Like right here.
But
mustache.
Does that not just how do I ask this question?
It's okay.
Because you're already an adult, so it's not like it's like coming in. I don't know how to ask this question.
So I'll
doesn't it just happen?
I think it answer the question without you asking. Sometimes facial hair takes time to connect. Okay. And like for me, there was a while there where mine grew in all white track Joe Dirt. But then as the older I got, and it took time, it kind of filled itself in and looked, and now it's what it is.
Okay.
What you're going to say, you were born with your beard?
I was trying to look at it and see if it actually did fill in. I kind of see what he's talking about, but it's all good. It's all right.
You just critiqued his beard?
It's a decent beard.
Really?
It's a decent beard.
Well, at least mine's not gray.
Yeah. Well, look, man. Hey, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's distinguished.
I don't mind the gray.
I've got I'm like a calico cat over here. I got all kinds of colors in mine. Red, black,
I'm still
blonde.
Younger than you, so it doesn't matter if I have gray hair or not.
Oh, it does. It does, because it means I'm aging better than you.
I'm actually shocked you don't have gray hair. The amount of things that you stress over in your mind. I'm surprised you haven't gone gray yet.
Just wait till the baby comes. Maybe then it'll happen.
Team no sleep.
Yeah. I don't feel like I get a lot of sleep now, and I know that it's going to come less. I got a question for you before you get to TV's time.
No, go take all the time you need.
I feel like I'm being condescended a little bit, or just like people just feel like they have to say, oh, you're going to be such a good dad. And I'm like, I want one person to say, yeah, I think you're going to suck. Because I did not feel like people
would
be honest.
Wait, we'll make this.
Does that make you feel better?
Let's hit a TB's timeout. Not my world. We'll make sure we know what's going on in Bo's world. So continue what you were saying. I feel like this is a good topic.
Everybody comes with the, you guys are going to be such great parents. Oh, you're going to be a girl. Oh, hashtag girl dad. You're gonna be such a good,
why
good
would you
girl
be
dad.
So cynical about.
I don't know.
And I just feel
I
a little
know,
bit
man.
Like
it's kind of sad.
I feel
it?
A little bit like
it's kind of sad, isn't it?
Do you really believe what you're saying, or you just feel like do you feel obligated to say
no,
that?
No. I think what people are saying, and let me just read through the words because I've been saying the same things to you, and this is what I mean: is that you need a girl. A girl's gonna be perfect for you.
I have a girl. She's my wife.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
That's cool and everything, but I'm just telling you. You're getting ready to get smacked upside the head, man, and you're gonna love it.
I also am a little irritated with the reveling that some people are taking. Him, my buddy Gardner,
I can't be happy
who I went
for
to college.
You?
No. You and my buddy Gardner are taking it to a different level because y'all are like, ha, so happy. I'm just so thrilled that it's gonna be.
It is so
a girl.
Much better that it's a girl.
And it's like, so why are you? Why? Why?
Why is it's so funny that it's even still a thing.
No, I think what thing?
That people will still, I don't know, do the whole, oh, you got a little girl.
No, like, I think that they think that it's going to soften me or it's going to change my
it
outlook
100%
about.
Is. Yeah, no, I have one of each, dude. Just trust me. It's just different.
Just going back to when Mike called me cold the other day.
That stuck with you.
No, because it made me think, like, I want to ask my dad, like, is my dad softened? Like, I don't think I had the ability to soften anybody.
Well, no offense, but your sister would have softened him because she's older.
This is yes, because I was yes.
You might have took him back to, you know what, I'm really hard.
I think I might have.
It's just different, man. Like, I sat on the couch with my son yesterday, and we, you know, he saw like, dude, you know what my son said yesterday for the first time? This is actually breaking news. My son said he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He said that him and his friends played on a playground yesterday.
And he was Bijan over Algier?
No, he said I was the Falcons. He said, I was the Falcons.
What?
I swear. And I was going, I looked at him. We were on this walk, and my wife goes, did she just say he played for the Falcons? And we looked at him, and he goes, yep. And Ben was on the other team, and he was the Falcons. And Ben won. And I was like, wait, y'all both played for the Falcons, and Ben won? And he was like, yes. And I was like, what were y'all playing? And he said, we were playing catch. And then I said, all right. I was like, can you say rise up? And he goes, rise up. And I was like,
told him to run Ben over.
He didn't know what he was even talking about. He just knew that playing for the Falcons was a cool thing. So,
hey,
I was like,
see?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. Big day in the Johnson house, man. Rise up.
Tell him to play with, tell him he's got to play more physicality.
You got to roll your hips. Roll your hips.
You know what? You'd be like,
a rugby scrum.
Be like, now, Rich, I need you to run that route with more physicality, more aggressiveness.
Stick your foot in the ground.
Look, if he wants to change teams, the Panthers could use his help.
Especially on the offensive line.
They got a lot of injuries going on there. But that is who the Falcons will take on this weekend. NFC South action. We got you covered here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.